He was just like a fun goofball, and that was pretty much it.
He's great. Definitely hang out with him sometime if you ever get the chance. Worth it.
Trying to hunt down this 3D animation stuff.
Okay, I'll give you a circle. Mimi Acute. They do like Futanari
stuff. Oh, Mimi Acute, alright.
Yeah, they do Futanari work. And it's really good. That's all I could say, but it's like 3D CG, but like they go out of their way. You know what it is with the 3D CG hentai animators? They can actually accomplish the fluid movement without it being like just a bunch of frames on loop that 2D animators have to resolve.
Right, a bunch of heavily censored frames on a fucking loop.
Right.
It's like it's the least satisfying shit. Cause like on the topic of like animated hentai and all that, it's all right in some cases where they put effort in the scenes that matter. But I have always fucking hated a lot of stuff that just has like meaningless buildup. There's no reason for it. You are animating a fucking, like, you know, and like just some fucking hentai manga that an artist created, and now you're gonna, it was super popular, and now you're gonna animate it. Focus on put all your fucking budget on the fucking part that matters. Like, don't like what plot like your context should last. Should be about 2 minutes, and then the rest should just all be your foreplay and your context should be 2 minutes, and then the rest is just the important part. Cause you have limited funds. This is gonna look like ass if you don't get it. If you don't get the ball rolling, you gotta hurry it up.
Mostly agree. I can get behind this opinion here.
Oh, that Anon mentioned the name. Umamero. There we go. I don't know why I thought of Umineko, but whatever. The fucking got me. But Umamero 3D stuff, that's an